And welcome into a Wednesday inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shattuck with Jeff Lagerlin, John Osier. Packers week rolls along. The Jaguars back in the practice field today in preparation for the game Sunday at Lambeau Field. And John, so is Blaine Gabbert back on the field.
Yeah, a lot of news today. As everybody knows by now, Maurice Jones-Drew won't play. There's no real timetable on him to return. But Blaine Gabbert was practicing today, and it looks like he's going to try to go on Sunday.
Did you find out the details of the injury, the shoulder, the specifics?
Not at the press conference, we did not.
Hey, look, whatever it is, whether it's a labrum or an AC joint or just a bruise, whatever, when it's a non-throwing shoulder, you can play with it. In 93 and 94, I played in 93 with a tear in my labrum on my left, and 94 played with a tear in the labrum on the right. And it's not uncommon for NFL players to have to play with torn labrums. Ed Reed's dealing with it right now. It's just part of the deal, you know. And the other one that I think I'm more wondering about this week on the injury report is J.P. Shattuck. You're a little off your mark. You got the kind of hoarseness and all. You going to make it to Green Bay?
I don't know. It's a long flight from Oakland, boys.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
It does wear you out.
It does. Let's talk running backs now instead of announcers. Maurice Jones-Drew did his press conference from a chair today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. And there's no real specifics on that injury either, except it sounds like he's got a sprained foot. And there's really no timetable on that. Maurice said it's just a waiting game right now, and that's probably where we're at.
You know, there's a lot of athletes that have played with injuries, but the one thing that athletes just can't play with are foot injuries. I mean, that's the one injury that can bring the toughest of tough to their knees. I had it at 95. I mean, I hate to keep referencing all these injuries I had.
Let's make this about you, if we can.
Okay. But I had a midfoot sprain in 1995, and that's the first injury besides an ACL that I tore completely where the doctors wouldn't let me play. That's the first injury to where there was no doubt in my mind that there was no chance that I could possibly play.
Yeah, I remember talking to you on the field. It was back when reporters would go on the field at the end of that Tampa Bay game, which is when you hurt that. And I was like, hey, how is it? And you're like, it hurts.
That's the first injury that I had that I was scared to look at a body part that I hurt.
Wow. How are you still walking around here these days with all these injuries?
Well, I'm doing the Johnny O workout routine, you know, and it's keeping me rather fit.
You did this, which is the wrong thing with my workout routine.
That's not the routine.
I just jogged to get by.
Let's talk about the Green Bay Packers. You know, guys, this Packers team was 2-3 after a loss at Indy. And a lot of people were down on the Packers. Aaron Rodgers came out the next week and threw 6 touchdowns Sunday night at Houston. He had 3 last week, so 9 touchdowns in 2 weeks' time. And all of a sudden, everybody's talking about the Packers again.
Well, they're playing very, very well. The important thing to remember about them is, you know, they had the loss in Seattle, which was controversial. Probably could be 5-2, but the reality is they're 4-3, and they're in third place. So they're not a team that's coming in here sort of relaxed. They need that game.
You know, watching their offense on film, they are really good. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is on such a hot streak. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. He's got 19 touchdown passes. He's first in the National Football League in quarterback rating. And he's got some really good weapons. I mean, Jordy Nelson, the one wide receiver, is having a fantastic year, picking up right where he left off from last year. And then the other guy, Randall Cobb, you know, second-year player. He's one of the smaller type guys. He's got over 1,000 yards already because he's a returner and kick returner, and he does rushes, he does receptions. I mean, he's a Mr. Do-It-All. I mean, but when it comes to the offense, the engine is Aaron Rodgers, and when he's on, they can't be stopped.
And the teams that have had success against them, which haven't been many, obviously, have rushed the passer well. Seattle had 8 sacks against him and managed to beat him, kept it close at the end so they could win on that controversial play. But that's what gives it, you know, the Jaguars, I think, a little bit of hope is that they did pick up the pass rush last week.
You got to own the clock,
sure,
against Aaron Rodgers and to limit his exposure on the field. That's how you can win.
On the other side, the Packers defense leads the NFL in sacks, 24 sacks this year. They're banged up in the back end, though. Some of their defensive backs, now Woodson's out for the most of the season now. What about this Packers D? They're going to get some pressure, right?
Yeah, they're definitely going to get some pressure, and it starts up front with Matthews. I mean, Clay Matthews is an outstanding player. 9 sacks. He's second in the National Football League to J.J. Watt. Tremendous player. They move him all around. He'll be right in. He'll be left in. He'll be in an inside blitzing position. He can do it all. B.J. Raji's missed the last couple games, and that's kind of hurt the Packers. You know, against the Rams, they gave up some stuff in the running game. And they've also lost an inside linebacker to injury reserve. And not having Charles Woodson is a big deal for the Packers. Charles Woodson plays safety, and then when they go to their nickel, he plays nickel. And against the Indianapolis Colts, it was no surprise that against Reggie Wayne, they put their best guy, which they still view as Charles Woodson, mm-hmm. against their best guy, which obviously was the guy that you covered in Reggie Wayne.
Mm-hmm. And what concerns you this week is if they get a blitz and get pressure on Gabbert, how does he hold up to getting hit? And I think that's going to be the issue going forward with the labrum or with whatever it is.
But the one positive sign, you know, I gave a little positive about owning the clock. I think the positive for the defense is they're coming off probably their best game of the year at Oakland. And the Rams, I think, did a pretty good job against them because they were able to run the football. So if you can run the football, own the clock, and continue to play good defense like you did at Oakland, you got a chance.
And Charles Woodson broke his collarbone last week. That was the injury. Lambeau's a special place, isn't it?
It is, and it's a cold place.
Great. Good news for me.
Right. Yeah. Hey, you're going to do well there. It's a great place. You know, they've done a lot of renovations to the stadium. But, I mean, it is. It's the chapel of the NFL. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of history there.
And what's impressive is I was up there 07 or 08 covering the Colts up there. They have done renovations, but they've done a remarkable job of keeping it Lambeau. It's not like some of the stadiums where you do renovations and you go in and you're like, what is this place? I've never been here before. Lambeau is still Lambeau. It's just an updated version.
I'm just glad that we're going to be there in October mm-hmm. because I think the last time that we were there, and Johnny, you didn't go with us because you were in Indianapolis at this time, but it was so cold, you could take you had a bottle of water, we were outside doing television, you could just take a little drop and pour it out, and it would freeze before it hit the ground. That's Lambeau Field. Fortunately, it's not going to be that cold, but it will feel nice and cool. And, you know, I kind of wonder sometimes when we go to Lambeau, what's the team colors? Is it green and yellow, or is it fluorescent orange?
Who knows? We'll find out Sunday.
That's your kind of get-up.
I like it.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Good stuff as always, guys. Thanks a lot. We'll have more for the Packers and Jaguars preview tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.